Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's DW from Inside the War Room. I'm here live on Blog Talk Radio here at 11:30 Eastern Time. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. It's been a crazy Monday. You know, I've been busy with work and everything like that. But tonight, I'm bringing you another edition of Inside the War Room, brought to you by NFL Draft War Room. Great site if you want to check it out. Mock drafts, big boards, sleeper profiles, interviews. Up and down hype, anything you want, anything about the draft, NFLDraftWarRoom.com. Great website. Content is updated daily, so you should check it out. Tonight's special guest I have on Shaquille Riddick from West Virginia, a very talented pass rusher who really knows his inside games and out. His background, he's from Gardner-Webb. He spent a few seasons there and then transferred up to be a Mountaineer. He's also from Akron, Ohio. He grew up in Akron and went to Bucktail High School. You know, some decent prospects come out of there. You know, a lot of guys loved his athleticism. At 6'5", 235 coming out of high school, he's beefed up. Now he's really good, ideal size at the next level. He's 6'5", 242. A lot of guys love his athletic ability. So, you know, tonight we'll have him on. We'll discuss, you know, his journey from Gardner-Webb to the Mountaineers. And then the Mountaineers will get some insight on Kevin White possibly. And, you know, maybe to get to talk to him about some of the other big-time superstar pass rushers that have come out from West Virginia. Maybe he's got some insight for us. Also, I'm going to get his recap report on the Medal of Honor Bowl. He was a standout that week. The scouts were buzzing about him. And he's super talented. A lot of scouts, I've heard that they did like him at the Medal of Honor Bowl. So we'll ask him that as well as his player comparison, who he likes in the league, like himself. And also strengths and weaknesses. It's a great way to see where they stand on their own game. Sometimes they won't just tell you flat out what their strengths are. But, you know, it's interesting to get their intake. Also, I'm going to hit you with three wishes that they want to hear that can't be NFL-related. That's the catch. You really can't pick saying, I want to go straight to the NFL. I want to be straight onto the Seahawks team. So, you know, it has to be something like, I want my family supported. You know, I want this and that. You have three wishes. And last but not least, I'll let them sell themselves as if I were a general manager or if a scout or a general manager happy to be listening right now. I will have to give Mr. Riddick a chance to sell himself out. So with that being said, I'll give you a little more insight on him. He's quite the talented athlete, you know, West Virginia insider and illustrator. Also, his coach deems him as a game changer, one that has a pass rush ability that's rare and hard to see. So, you know, Shaquille Riddick is a guy that can change the game. He has unique upside that a lot of scouts like. He's kind of like Larry Webster last year from Bloomsburg. I saw one scout say, and CBS draft analyst Dan Buehler, he was the one that pointed out that he has intriguing upside. I think Riddick's a little more polished at this time in his career. I think coming out of Bloomsburg, Webster wasn't fully developed quite yet. He has a lot to deal work with. You know, he was 6'7", 270. But Riddick's a little more far in his career. I think he has a better pass rushing motion, and I think that he's had better exposure. So, you know, I think there's a whole bunch of things that we can definitely work with through that. I think that a team like the Seahawks would be beneficial to him. A team like the Miami Dolphins or even the New England Patriots have a great insight with, I think, that they could use another pass rusher. He'd be a perfect fit for that team. So, you know, I think Shaquille Riddick would be perfect in those kind of schemes, a 4-3 scheme as an undersized pass rusher. I really like what he could bring to the table. So I think with him coming through as a pass rusher, he needs to develop his aggressiveness on the run game. Some people call him a one-trick pony. I believe that he has the full ability to, you know, step up and prove people wrong. You know, he's a little bit bigger. You know, 6'5 is quite a wingspan. I think he should get the chance to prove himself, and I think the Medal of Honor Bowl really helped him out. Austin Atkinson picked him up and gave him a week to shine, and he really proved it. I know just from what I've heard that he had a lot of people talking about him, and he was very active in the game. If you read the stats, he was quite active. I think he had a pass deflections and a sack and a half. You know, sometimes it's hard to really produce an all-star game simply because there's so much talent. So, you know, Riddick's really proven himself going forward. Now, it's hard to say how he's going to translate going forward. He's kind of a tweener size, being a defensive at outside linebacker. He could be an outside linebacker in a 3-4 system. I mean, 6'5 is a big guy. 242 is no small guy either at a linebacker. But I think he has the athleticism that he possesses will really help him out. You know, also, I think that he, at Gardner-Webb, he was one to shine that he's active in the backfield. He led the team in tackles for losses. He led the team in sacks. He was everywhere. You know, I think it's a person that any person or any NFL team should consider, even if you don't need a pass rusher. You know, situational pass rushers give, you know, your star pass rusher a break. You know, bring them down to Miami. You know, give Cameron Wake a rest. I know they've loaded on pass rushers, you know, or, you know, go to a team that does need some developing. Get a guy that's older, a guy that can, you know, learn under a veteran. I think Riddick would be a perfect example to do that. So right now, I am still waiting to hear from Riddick. I'm still waiting for the call. But, you know, in the meantime, let's talk about the NFL Draft War Room.com. You know, so far we, Mickey and I have done a small school mock draft. We've got some of the best small school players in the country that we did a whole first-round mock draft. It's really detailed. We had our explanations. Some guys didn't get picked up simply because the need wasn't there. Not because, you know, you're not talented. Don't get that. But, you know, Mickey and I both put together a really good small school mock draft. I think that people will enjoy. He's also did a Senior Bowl outlook. I think that the Senior Bowl outlook, he really broke down in detailed reports. David Johnson was a big one that really stood out to me last week. I think he really played well. He's a small school guy, Northern Iowa, that a lot of people are starting to understand and get to know better. So he showed quick feet in the bowl game. I think that he's one to really watch. I think that he's not a sleeper anymore. You know, at the beginning of the season, he was around the seventh round grade to a lot of people. But right now, he's not very hidden. You know, after shining in the Senior Bowl, I really think that he's going to be a guy that, moving forward, is going to be a really good player. He's 6'4", about 212, 215, and he's got great hands. He can run with the ball. I think it's a really good option for, you know, maybe a third or fourth round pick. I think that David Cobb's another one. You know, it's not a small school guy coming from Minnesota, but David Cobb proved his own last week. I really think that he was the one that could do almost everything. He didn't have super speed. He didn't have, you know, super feet, but, you know, he was the one that hit the hole hard. He was the one that really stood out on the running back game. And all the running backs at the Senior Bowl were really solid. I was really pleased with what they brought to the table. I think with them, a lot of these guys helped their draft stock. Going forward, I think a lot of these guys are going to probably be getting their names heard in the third or fourth round. Artis Payne was another one that showed off a lot. You know, I think that, yes, Artis Payne was there. I think he was being a crowd favorite. But, you know, with that being said, I think that Artis Payne might go second or third round, depending on which team takes the gander at him. You know, another guy that stood out in the Senior Bowl this week, you know, I thought that Cliff Walford, you know, who I've also mentioned on my Miami Dolphins draft expert page, if you're a Dolphins fan, check it out. I update content weekly. Right now I'm a little tied up with work, but, you know, I get content out there. Raul Ocampo, my partner in crime over there, is also putting together a mock draft. We are discussing it daily, but check it out soon. But Walford was definitely solid this week, showed great hands, very tough. And, you know, he did get injured, but he toughed it out and played through. So, you know, I think he was one that really impressed me. Another guy that Mickey and I like from NFL Draft Worm is Zach Hodges from Harvard. You know, he's an outside linebacker. He's really smart. And I think it's a guy that could fit in either scheme. You know, a lot of people have him in the 4-3 system. Some people have him in the 3-4 system. But if you get a guy from Harvard, obviously he's very smart in the film room. He's very smart in the studies. And, you know, they're usually well-rounded guys. You know, Harvard doesn't take just any person out there. But Zach Hodges was the number one overall pick in our small school draft. I think he was one that was really solid. And this week he really shined. When I watched the game, his motor was really out there. He showed pass rushing ability. He was there on plays, every plays when he was out there. I thought that Hodges did a great job really helping himself this week, going from about a solid third to maybe a low second. With going forward, he could help himself to be a second-round grade, solid second round with a good combine and a pro day. The sky's the limit for this guy. I really liked what I saw from the Senior Bowl from him. I think that Kevin White from TCU, not Kevin White from West Virginia, but from TCU has been a guy that's been on my radar for quite a while. You know, a lot of guys talked about him at the Senior Bowl this week, saying that he reminded him a lot of his former college teammate, Jason Verrett. Jason Verrett was a smaller school guy. They both are 5'9", 190, but they have great footwork. They break on the ball, and, you know, sometimes with being undersized, it's harder to bring down the receivers, but these guys play scrappy. You know, Verrett had an up-and-down first season, but he finished off really solid. I really liked where Kevin White came in and played. He read the ball really well during the All-Star game. The Senior Bowl, I thought with the Senior Bowl, he helped his draft stock from about a fifth-round grade to maybe a third-round pick now. He's one on the rise as well. Going forward, there's a whole bunch of other guys that I believe really helped himself, especially Quentin Rollins from Miami of Ohio. A lot of guys are intrigued with his athleticism and his raw upside ability. He's a guy that a lot of scouts like as a corner. He hasn't played very long. He's a former basketball player, but right now he has the athleticism with ball skills. He has tackling ability, and, you know, high-pointing interception scouts really crave. So, you know, I think that Rollins was a guy that definitely helped himself this week. You know, he hasn't been around the game long, and a lot of people just love his unlimited upside. So, you know, I think that Rollins going forward could be, honestly, a guy that is huge for some team that picks him up. Now, someone's probably going to get him in the second round and really going to fall in love with him. So don't be surprised if you see Rollins go anywhere from top of the second round to mid-second round. He really helped himself with the Senior Bowl. Scouts loved what they saw from him. So Rollins is another guy that I really enjoyed watching on tape this week, and I liked watching in the game. One I wasn't too fond on this week was Nick Marshall. Now, Nick Marshall was the former quarterback from Auburn, but then he switched to cornerback. Now, you know, a lot of him being an athlete, you know, he'll do fine with man coverage, but, you know, him understanding positions, him understanding to turn around for a pick, you know, I think he has the athletic ability to make this transition okay. But it's going to take a while to develop him to become the mentality of a corner and not a quarterback. Nick Marshall is one I liked coming out of college, but I don't know if the Auburn quarterback, now cornerback, is ready for the NFL fire. I think, you know, a team's going to take a gander on him simply because he has athletic ability. I really like what Marshall has. I think he was a great leader for Auburn, but, you know, I don't know if he's ready for the fire. So with that being said, I'm going to move into my last guy that, you know, Mickey gave a shout-out to this week, and, you know, I believe the same thing. Garrett Grayson from Colorado State, the quarterback, was wonderful this week. He had some great tools to work with, great arm strength. I think he got the ball in there where it really didn't, I guess, really, he got the ball where it mattered the most. I think that he's not going to blow you away, but, you know, I totally agree that he could be the second quarterback off the board. Jameis Winston has a lot of issues. You know, someone's going to fall in the draft rankings. Marcus Mariota might not even throw at the combine, so that might be another reason he might fall in the draft, and that might give Grayson the opportunity to win that second overall spot. Now, him starting right away might not be ideal for a lot of teams, but I think he has a very good upside. If he were to spend a few seasons behind the season vet, I think, you know, somebody like, you know, Tom Brady, even though Tom Brady already has a guy that's building behind him, Jimmy Garoppolo, Peyton Manning has Brock Osweiler, but, you know, older quarterbacks such as, you know, Carson Palmer, I think Arizona would benefit greatly from Garrett Grayson from Colorado State. I just really like what he has going forward. Now, I want to talk about a few more things before calling it a night. So far, I haven't heard anything from our guest, but, you know, I'm going to try to get some insight on Mickey's big board. You know, I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. Let's talk about a few prospects that I'm intrigued by and I really like overall. Let's talk about Ladell Collins, from the offensive guard from LSU. He's a guy that played tackle. He played tackle for 3 seasons. He's been solid. And a lot of scouts see him moving inside to the offensive guard. This week, he impressed scouts, weighing in at 306, which is a lot smaller than what he was listed at LSU. He has the ability to move into guard and also play tackle. Somebody like the Miami Dolphins would benefit greatly from him. You know, somebody that needs some offensive line help. You know, another team would be the Houston Texans, who also have some line problems. You know, I think that Collins would be huge, but they also need a quarterback. But Collins is a guy that's very interesting. And I think going into the NFL, Collins is probably going to be best suited as a guard. This year, I could see him like the Zach Martin. Zach Martin played offensive tackle at Notre Dame, but also he wasn't big enough to play offensive tackle in the NFL, so the Cowboys took him and moved him in the guard, and he had an all-pro first season. I don't see the same upside with Collins, but I think he has the ability to be the same type of guy. Another guy that's got a lot of scouts intrigued is Max Williams from Minnesota. I think that Max Williams is a guy that's extremely raw. He's got great athleticism, and it's hard to say where his potential lies. You know, he's 6'5", 253. I want to say he's kind of like a Scott Chandler type, in my opinion. You know, I know that's not a big name, but he has the soft hands, he has the route running, and he's a lot healthier than Scott Chandler has been. But, you know, Max Williams is still young. He's only a redshirt sophomore. I think after a few seasons in the NFL, he could be a legitimate tight end. But it's going to take some time. Here's a guy that Mickey and I have discussed on and off from Auburn. You know, I'm going to bring his name up, and it's Sammy Coates. You know, Sammy Coates is a guy that personally I'm not a big fan of. I think that he has all the athletic ability. I think he runs good routes, but he doesn't have hands to save his life. He catches a lot of balls, but he drops so many that it just really just kills me. So, you know, Mickey and I often talk about Sammy Coates' ability. I've personally put him at a late second round pick if I were to give him a grade. Mickey has him in the late first round. I think, you know, he has a lot of things that teams could work with. But, you know, if there's a guy that can catch, I just don't put him on my board. So Sammy Coates is a guy that I really wish would improve his hands. I think he would have benefited one more year staying in school. He could have easily been the top receiver in next year's class. Vic Beasley from Clemson is a guy that a lot of scouts are intrigued by. You know, he's kind of small to be a 4-3 in the NFL, and he's going to set as a 3-4 going into the league next year. He has a lot of athleticism. He has speed, but, you know, sometimes speed is a one-trick pony, especially with athletic pass rushers. You have to use your hands, and I think Vic Beasley can do that, but just don't expect him to come in the scheme right away and be big. I think Vic Beasley will go in the first round. He's going to be a top 15 pick. You know, if the Titans don't go with a quarterback, Vic Beasley might be an answer there. But, you know, personally, I think Vic is just going to struggle a little bit with the NFL speed and bigger tackles. So he's a guy that I'm really hoping that he'll get better. But, you know, I think with Vic Beasley going forward, he needs to stick in a 3-4 system. If he gets in a 4-3, he needs to bulk up. And the last guy I want to talk about tonight before I go on a different direction for the night is Duke Johnson from Miami. I'm just hitting on a few guys, just all my thoughts. Duke Johnson is a guy that could easily be the best running back in this draft class. He's got potential for days. He's got speed, power, elusiveness. The problem is that he's coming off a lot of injuries. A lot of scouts are concerned about his injury past, and they really think that he doesn't have the bulk and the the life shelf to make it very long in the NFL. I like Duke Johnson. I really do. But he has to show that he's a proven, that he can prove to stay healthy. And going forward, I really like Duke Johnson in the second or third round. I think he could be in the first round with the right team if given a chance. But with that being said, you know, check out NFL Draft War Room on Twitter. Really good Twitter feed. It's constantly updated. Mickey gives a lot of insight. You know, he will talk to you about any draft prospects. Shoot him a tweet. Shoot me a tweet at DRW Scout. I'm often talking about draft prospects, so don't be bashful. Next time, I will have another prospect for you. I will try to have Gabe Ostrout. He's an outside pass rusher. I know I'm hitting the pass rushers hard, but, you know, we're going to try to get some more pass rushers, more insight, and give you an inside view into their life and their journey into the next stage with their NFL journey, going to the combines, and everything like that. So with that being said, I am DW signing off tonight. Hope everyone has a great evening, and hope to catch you with the next edition of Inside the Draft War Room.